In Genesis 1:26, when God creates man, it reads, "Vayomer Elohim na'aseh Adam b'tzalmenu kedmutenu." It is significant that we would translate this, "And God said, let us make man in our image according to our demutenu, according to our likeness." The word demutenu is significant when we compare it with the Akkadian word demutu. Demutu is the word for a statue that a king would set up in a place where he could not personally be, and that statue would represent the king. We find this in Akkadian literature. It is significant as we read here in the Torah in the Hebrew that mankind is God's demutu. We are God's representative. And I believe the text is giving to man, to humankind, this great, great exaltation that we are, as it were, next to God in this world, over the animal world, that we are not an afterthought. We are God's representative as a king who could not be somewhere having a statue or a demutu of himself. It is also significant as we look at this great text and compare it with the ancient Near East and especially with the Numa Elish. After Marduk had defeated Tiamat and had created the heaven and the earth, the minor god, the Igigi, were wondering, what are we going to do? We are left to do the work that we don't want to do. Putting out, washing the dishes, putting out the garbage. In other words, we are the ones that are doing this lowly work. Let us create savage man that he can do the work for us, that he can do the work of the gods. It is significant, and so man was created out of the blood of Kingu. It is significant that we have a great contrast between that Akkadian Enuma Elish text and the text here describing the dignity of man over against the fact that in the other worldview, man is an afterthought. We are here only to do the drudgery work that the gods don't want to do. Here, in the Hebrew text, in the Bible, we are God's epitome, as it were, of creation. That we are here as his representative, as his viceroy. But lest one become arrogant, it is interesting that in chapter 2, we are made from the dust. And the rabbi said that we should always keep in mind that we are highly elevated in God's creation, at the same time we are but dust. And therefore, we should carry around a piece of gold and a clod of dirt, as it were, or clay, to remind ourselves that we are precious and elevated over the animal world, represented by the gold, but at the same time, we are dust, and that we must remember that we are not equal to God. We are simply clay in that regard, but highly, highly regarded as the epitome of God's creation on the other hand.